Shalom, this is Bambi, Brit Am, Broadcasting Israel. Yair David is speaking from Jerusalem. Today we are about to discuss Psalm number 6. Psalm number 6 in Hebrew begins Limanatzeh bin Yinot Alashminot Mizmor the David. It is translated in the King James as saying to the chief musician on Neginoth, upon Sheminoth, a psalm of David. Rabbi Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, in the late 19th century in Germany, translated this as saying, to him who grants victory through the power of music on the instrument with 8 strings, a psalm of David. In other words, he translates the word Limnatzeach, which is conventionally rendered as the chief musician, and also in modern Hebrew, that is a word for chief musician, the word for conductor of a choir, of a musically assembly, is Limnatzeach. It can also mean to him who grants victory, to the winner. To the winner or to the person who enables winning. In other words, to him who grants victory, to the Almighty, as Rabbi Hirsch translated it. Bin Ginot is not translated mostly, but Rabbi Hirsch gives it as meaning through the power of music. Ala Sheminit, Shemini is 8. Ala Sheminit is something in this context comprised of 8, as he renders it a type of musical instrument with 8 strings. So David is asking the Almighty, to him who gives the power to overcome, to victor, to be a conqueror of adversaries, of adversity, to overcome. David, the author of this psalm, is enabling us through saying this psalm to request the Almighty the power to overcome whatever is oppressing us, whatever is adverse to us, whatever is preventing us from going ahead in our daily lives and in our worship of the Almighty. And often through the power of music, through hearing holy songs, religious inspiring songs or just inspiring music, we can achieve a spiritual uplifting, a spiritual enlightenment, and have the power to come through to victor, to get over it, and to beat whatever is oppressing us, whatever is preventing us from going ahead. The first verse says, Adonai, Abba Abchato Haheni, Baba Hamat Hati Asreni. In English, as translated, O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. We ask God not to be angry with us, not to have his wrath exposed against us, not to express his displeasure with us, even though we may not have been as good as we should have, even though we have too many imperfections and we do not try, we let the events of ordinary life get us down. Nevertheless, we ask the Almighty to help us, not to rebuke us, not to be angry with us, but to forbear and to overlook our shortcomings. He continues in Hebrew, Hanani Adonai ki umlalani, Refa'ini Adonai ki b'nivhalu atzamai. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. He asks God to have mercy upon us because we are weak. We are weak, we have lackings, we let the events of life get us down, we don't overcome, we give in to temptation, we give in to our own shortcomings, and we know we're not worth anything. Nevertheless, we ask God to have mercy upon us, and often we are sick, And the sicknesses are sometimes caused through our own fault, through not looking after ourselves, or eating the wrong things, or drinking the wrong things, or too much of the wrong things, or even too much of good things, or through letting negative emotions rule over our conduct and our thoughts, and this also causes sickness and illness. And the way to cure ourselves is through taking the correct physical course of action, exercising, rest, and also through positive thinking, and through prayer, and through coming back to the Almighty and having the right attitudes. And to do this, we need the help of the Almighty. We need that the Almighty should have mercy upon us, so we ask Him to have mercy upon us and to help us and to heal us, because we are feeling it in our body and in our bones. And David continues and says, not only is our body suffering, but also our soul, also our psyche, our inner nefesh, our inner being, our mind. We are suffering, our disposition is weakening, our attitudes are wrong, and we know it, and we can't do anything about it, or we can do anything about it, but we find it terribly difficult. Nevertheless, we ask the Almighty to help us, and the Almighty will help us. As it says in Hebrew, Nafshi nivhalam ma'od v'ata Adonai ad matai. As he says, my soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? How long, Almighty, will you restrain yourself from helping me? Because I need your help. And I know that if you help me, I can do it. And without your help, I cannot. He says, Shuvah Adonai haltza nafshi hosheni lema'an hasdecha. As he says, return, O Lord, and deliver my soul. Verse 6:4, return, O Lord, deliver my soul, or save me for thy mercy's sake. We ask God to come back to us, to return unto us, to show his favor unto us, and deliver our soul. By soul, we mean not only our spiritual account book, as if to say, not only this spiritual entity within us, but also our whole being, our mind, our personality, our disposition. This is an aspect of our soul. And we know that there were times in our life when we were higher than we were at a higher level, and God did show his favor to us, and that we were better, and that we do have the potential to be higher and better than we are now. And this is how we are meant to be, and we want to return to what we were meant to be, to the prototype of our higher being, as if to say. So we ask the Almighty to return upon us and enable us to reach out, to reach higher, to reach up and onwards, and to improve ourselves. Ask God to help us do this, and to deliver us. And if we are sick, and if we are in danger of dying, both spiritually or physically, we ask God to save us and to pull us out of this morass, of this swamp of darkness which is overcoming us, which is threatening to engulf us. As he says, Ki ein b'mevet zikrecha b'shoel mi yodeh lach. It says, for in death there is no remembrance of thee in the grave, who shall give thee thanks? Verse 6:5. Who shall give you thanks? More correctly, who shall acknowledge thee? In the Hebrew, the word translated as thanks is hoda'ah, and or yodeh or hoda'ah in Hebrew, and this can also mean acknowledge, to take recognition of. And if we die, whatever shortcomings we have now, despite that, we do have some positive things. We have something going for us. The very fact that we are alive, that we have the potential within us, we can always change, we can always do good things. But when we are dead, we will not be able to do so. So we tell God to help us, because if we are finished, if we are not helped, we are liable to go under, to be finished off, and then we will not be able to realize our potential, we will not be able to do good anymore, we will not be able to do anything. And the word Translated here is as in the grave, means Beshawal. And this is Beshawal, Ba in Hebrew means in. I think this is where we get the English word by, from Ba, in. And Shaol is the place of the underworld, the place of the next life. And in Northern Hebrew, this would be rendered or pronounced as Saul, which is similar to soul, our word soul. So there may possibly the English word soul comes from this, because the soul is that portion of our being which we believe is a spiritual entity, and will continue on into the next world, into the state of being beyond this life. In verse 6:6, it says, "Yegati ben hati eshe bekol laila mitati bedimati asi amse." I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. So David was giving expression to a time of great grief, of regret of what he had done, of personal suffering. And he was giving expression to this feeling of his, to his own experiences. And so too, may we use this expression that he wrote down for us in our time of despair, of sorrow, of regret. We may use it on the personal level, and also it is meant to be applied on the national level, both regarding the historical experiences of Israel and of Judah. To all events, David says, "All night long I am sorry, I cry, I make my bed to swim, I water my couch with my tears." He was sorry, he was hurting. He was crying, weeping, because of what he had done. He was not afraid to do so. David was a great warrior. David, with his bare hands, with his own hands, physically killed a lion and a bear, and the greatest warriors of the Gentile nations. He took them on, he beat them, killed them. And also he of the adversities, the people who rebelled against him, he beat them and he led armies. He was a tough person. He was a he-man, David, in a lot of ways. David he was the desire of woman. He had women. He ruled the whole nation. He ruled the greatest nation of the earth in the time. And when he had done something he should not have done, when he regretted it, he cried, he wept, and he wasn't afraid to say so. And we find here and there that he did so openly, and there were people in his kingdom around about him who despised him for it. But he wasn't ashamed. He did what he had to do. He did it openly. And he was not ashamed of having had to be sorry for what he had done. As he goes on, Ashasha mikas enai otka because of harai. Verse 6:7. English translation: "Mine eye is consumed because of grief; it waxeth old because of all mine enemies." This is a principle in life, that if someone is suffering physically, should go to a doctor. Also, if you have a serious psychological problems, you should also seek help. But you should do so carefully, with people who are trustworthy. You should go to the people who are experts in healing, and try and heal yourself. You are commanded to look after yourself, to heal yourself if you are sick, But nevertheless, you should realize that repenting for your sins, and turning back from any froward actions and negative inclinations that you have, that is the best healing you can do. Taking on a positive attitude and praying, turning to the Almighty, this is the best form of healing you can adopt. And sometimes it is the only course of action you have. And there are times when this is what you should do, and you should, instead of doing anything else. Now, everyone knows his own individual situation, what he is faced with, what the alternatives before him are. Everyone has to do his own reckoning. But even so, the first course of action should be to turn to the Almighty, to pray to God. In a lot of cases, this is sufficient. And in some cases, this is better than anything else. And the only recourse, the only source of salvation, the only way you have to get out of whatever problems you have found yourself encumbered with, the only way to get out of it is to turn to the Almighty and pray, and God will help you. And David continues, Suru memeni kol po'ale avon kishama Hashem kol behe. He says, Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. The Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. So David is taking us through a course, through the psychological process that this prayer has brought him to do. So Hirsch points out, and others point out, that when David wrote the Psalms, he did so to music. He was a composer of music, as it says in Amos, that David invented different musical instruments. David was a major musician, and he used music and composing musical tunes, inventing special instruments to fit those tunes, and spiritual emotionals, feelings. He used these means as a way of approaching to God, a way of resolving problems, and very often in the Psalms, he takes us through this whole process of this whole thing he's undergoing. He takes us step by step through it. And he shows it, he is sorry, he prays to God, he calls upon God to help him, that only God can help him, and that he is sick, and that he is oppressed, and that everything is black, and then is bad, negative, and then he takes us up through praying to God, he overcomes, he comes through it. And then he declares in verse 6, 8, Get away from me, depart from me, O ye workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. So it says apparently the workers of iniquity were saying that he couldn't, there was no hope for him, that he should give up, or that he should let the forces of darkness overcome him. He should be evil or not hope for the Almighty. So David calls these people workers of iniquity. People who are negative would tell you that there's no hope, but tell you not to pray to God, not to be good. They are workers of iniquity, they are workers of evil. They do not want your good, and David tells them to get away from him, both in the psychological sense. Depart from me, don't have anything to do with me, don't let my soul, don't let my psyche, don't let my being relate to you. Let me not relate unto you, because God, the Lord Almighty, has heard my voice, and he will help me. And also in a social sense, we sometimes cannot always determine who will be around us, who will we work with, who our friends will be, who our family will be, how they will relate to us. So we take the attitude, David tells us to take the attitude that we should separate ourselves from them psychologically, and that we should cling unto the Almighty, and the Almighty should be the person, should be the one power that tells us what to do and tells us how to relate to our existence. And when we have a choice of who we will associate with, we should associate with good people. We should associate with positive people, people who want our good, and who we can relate to, who want what is good for us. Well, at least they do not want negative things for us. They do not want us to be harmed. They do not want us to harm ourselves. They do not want us to do bad things. That is the type of people we should associate with and we should cling to, and people who have a negative influence upon us, we should get away from them. Or if we cannot get away from them, we should psychologically separate ourselves from them and turn to the Almighty. It says in verse 10, or in the English translation, verse 6-9, "The Lord hath heard my supplication, the Lord will receive my prayer." We need the help of God. Most major moves in life require divine assistance. The Hebrew says, Shema Hashem Tehinati Adonai Tefilati Yikach. God has heard my plea. God has heard me begging him for help. He's heard my request. God will accept my prayer. God will be with me and he will help me. He continues. He finishes off. Yevashu Yibahalu Mod. Kol Ova Yeshuvu Yevashu Rega. As it says, Psalm 6:10, the last verse, "Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly." So, the verse is the summation, it's the climax of this process the psalm has conducted us through, this spiritual experience, whereby our enemies will be ashamed and they will be vexed. They will return. They will reconsider their evil ways. And they will be ashamed of what they have done. And this too applies to those powers of darkness within us, the negative forces within our being that are pulling us down. We have overcome them. We have beaten them. We are going back to God. God will help us. And our own being will be whole and will return. And those negative forces will apply themselves from now on in a positive direction. This is on the individual psychological level. On the national level, as we mentioned in our commentary, this psalm can also be applied to the situation of Judah, of the Jews in history. They who suffered persecutions and oppressions, and even today, often hated for no reason whatsoever, or for very small reasons, or for petty reasons, or for reasons that are not true, that our inventions of wicked people, of jealousies, of small-mindedness, that the Jews have suffered because of them, and the Jews are persecuted because of them, or the Jews are discriminated against, or they feel a whole wave of negativity from the whole world, when in fact they have done nothing, when they have tried to do only what is right and only to survive and only to worship the Almighty in the way that the Almighty told them to worship him. And if anyone has any complaints, they should turn to the Almighty, because he is the one who decides, and he is the one who told the Jewish people to worship him as the Jewish people do. All the peoples of the world who are against the Jewish people, they will all be ashamed in the end times. And they will be confounded. They will be shocked at how they related to Judah, who represented the Almighty, the will of the Almighty in this world. And so too, on another level, this also applies to the forces of Joseph, whom we identify as North America, the USA, and Canada, and also Britain, and the offshoots of Britain, Australia, New Zealand, and other peoples, related peoples, also peoples belonging to the Lost Ten Tribes, descended from the Lost Ten Tribes in Western Europe, who are all one entity, that very often they try and do good, they try and do what the minimum that is required upon them as decent people, and they are hated and denigrated, and bad things are said about them by other peoples. The nations of the world hate them and try and do things against them. And all these nations will be ashamed of their actions and will realize that what they were doing was against the will of the Almighty, was against the peoples of Israel. And in the end times, they will all be ashamed of their deeds and they will repent. And all of us will worship the Almighty as he should be worshipped. So this is Yair Davidi from Jerusalem signing off in the name of Bambi. Until we meet again, God bless you all. Thank you.